This is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Sabine Pooks. There have been a lot of help wanted signs in store windows this spring. The Kenai Peninsula, like the rest of the country, is facing a worker shortage with too many job openings and not enough applicants. It's impacted Shelley Ensley, who owns Orca Theaters on Kalifornsky Beach Road.
I would say the problem started within the last month and a half, 2 months. I mean, before I never had an issue.
Orca's summer employees are usually college-age students who are looking for something to do while they're home. But this year, Ensley has struggled to attract workers. And even when she's gotten applicants, she says she's had a hard time getting them to show up to interviews or stay at work.
I just lost two more employees that are going to a different job. And last week, I lost another employee.
Businesses across the country are facing a similar plight. As economies have opened back up, employers say they've been unable to get and retain help. Nolan Clauda directs the University of Alaska Center for Economic Development. He says no one really knows why the labor shortage is happening. Economists are considering a host of different factors, like insufficient childcare, challenges related to traveling to the state amid the pandemic, and the fact that a lot of employers are hiring for the same types of jobs. He says the problem may be especially pronounced in a state like Alaska.
Even before, you know, the current crunch or even before the COVID pandemic, Alaska always had a very tight labor market. We just have a small population, a small workforce. So at any given time, you know, any number of popular occupations are just hard to fill.
At the same time, Alaska still has a high number of jobless people. Recent data from the state's Department of Labor show that the job count in May this year was still nearly 30,000 jobs below where it was in 2019. Clauda says that paradox could in part be due to a mismatch between the jobs available and the skills unemployed Alaskans have.
And it defies a lot of the easy explanations, including that unemployment benefits are the main culprit, which is potentially part of the story, but there's a lot of uncertainty as to how much of the story is really about that.
A lot of employers say the unemployment benefits coming from the federal government are deterring people from finding work. Alaska became one of the first states to end its participation in that federal program earlier this month, citing a need for workers and a surplus of job openings. Clauda says that could be part of the picture, although it's not the full explanation. If it was, he says something would have shifted when the benefits dropped off from the additional $600 to $300 in weekly payments. In a statewide business survey taken in April, nearly a third of respondents said a hurdle to hiring new employees was they didn't have enough applicants. Only 10% of respondents reported difficulties finding qualified employees. Wildman's in Cooper Landing is struggling to attract workers. Owner Cheryl James says this is the second year in a row they've dealt with a much smaller staff.
I thought I had everybody hired at one point. So, and then somebody couldn't come. One person showed up and then quit. I had five people walk out on me in the middle of the night.
Wildman's usually has longer hours in the summer, during the peninsula's busy fishing season. But this summer and last, James has kept their hours shorter. James is still looking for at least two more employees for her summer staff. She says there's a lot of competition since many employers are looking for help at the same time.
There's different incentive bonuses out there that other people, you know, that I can't meet.
Some businesses have raised the pay for employees. Trustworthy Hardware in Soldotna added bonuses for staff who stick around through the summer. It's given employees a lot of choice and power, says Clauda.
It seems that they're in a position to ask for higher pay. Employers are really compelled to offer it, and each applicant probably has other offers that they can entertain too.
Ensley says she would pay her employees more if she could, but the Orca struggled during the pandemic between its closures and the lack of films coming out of Hollywood last year. She says they hardly have enough to stay open, let alone raise wages.
Yeah, at this point, with us looking at possibly closing the doors, we can't afford it.
Ensley's waiting to hear whether she's received money from a grant program meant for businesses that had to close during the pandemic. If not, she says she may have to close her business for good. Meantime, she says she hopes patrons understand if the theater service is slower than usual without the additional help. And that's all for Econ 919. Tune in every Friday at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. I'm Sabine Pooks. Have a great weekend.